Chapter 6 The Warm, Fuzzy Truth. Fluttershy was terrible at telling ponies the truth, especially if there was the slightest chance that she might hurt their feelings. Unfortunately, this fact also applied to bunnies. 3 whole days had passed since she decided to talk to Angel about dropping out of the herding competition at Winnieland, and she still hadn't brought it up. Fluttershy had continued taking him to practices in between her duties caring for all the other animals at the cottage. The longer she waited, the worse it felt.
"Angel, dear," said Fluttershy,
following her quick bunny through the center of Ponyville,
"how about we go for a nice lunch at the cafe instead of going to the farm? I'm sure you must be getting very tired from all that hopping around."
The bunny didn't even stop. He surged forward, eager to give his herding routine another try. He turned his head over his fuzzy white shoulder. "Come on, Fluttershy."
"Oh, all right."
Fluttershy nodded and followed him. Maybe after today's practice, she would gently suggest that they pull out of the competition. Then the two of them could get back to their normal lives, out of the spotlight and safe from public mortification.
"What's up, Fluttershy? I haven't seen you in ages."
Rainbow Dash darted over and landed beside her.
"Is everything okay? You seem jumpy."
Rainbow gave her the side eye.
"I mean, more so than usual. You're always kind of jumpy."
"I'm okay."
Fluttershy's eyes darted around to make sure Angel was out of earshot.
"It's just that I've been busy trying to help Angel Bunny train for the Fine Furry Friends Fair Herding Competition."
"The one at Winnieland?"
Rainbow replied.
"Man, I love it there. All the awesome games and thrilling rides. I can't wait to ride the new roller coaster, the Radical Rainboom. Lightning Dust said it's even better than the Dizzytron."
"That does sound exciting," Fluttershy agreed. "I wish I was going to the fair just to have fun."
She looked to the ground and gave a huge sigh. Rainbow Dash crossed her forelegs over her chest.
"Let me guess, you don't want to be in the herding competition."
"If I'm being honest,"
Fluttershy craned her neck and looked around again. She lowered her voice to the tiniest whisper possible.
"No."
"Yeah, I thought so. I heard you were having trouble,"
Rainbow Dash admitted.
"Maybe you should switch it up. Try some cows instead."
"The sheep aren't so bad," Fluttershy lied. "They're little sweethearts. I just wish they would listen to me and Angel just a little teensy-weensy tiny bit better."
A look of guilt flashed across her face.
"But don't tell them that. I know they're trying their best."
"But it's still not working, right?"
Rainbow Dash replied. She scratched her rainbow mane.
"What can we do to get a flock of sheep to listen to you and Angel?"
"I don't know if we can," cried Fluttershy. "Maybe I should finally tell Angel that we're dropping out."
"Don't throw in the towel just yet,"
Rainbow Dash smirked. She put her hooves on her hips triumphantly.
"If any pony can whip you two into shape, it's me." "Okay, gang, listen up,"
Rainbow Dash shouted.
"Birds, you guys too."
An eruption of twitters and tweets came from the branches of the nearby apple trees. Rainbow grinned.
"I hope it's okay that I invited the birds."
"Oh, of course,"
Fluttershy smiled. She actually felt a little better with her feathered friends around.
"Hello, my sweet little winged friends. I hope you're feeling welcomed and loved."
"All right, so anyway,"
Rainbow Dash paced back and forth in front of her 5 best friends, like Spitfire did with the recruits at the Wonderbolt Academy. After coaching the Ponyville teams for the Equestria Games, Rainbow Dash had gotten really good at giving inspirational pep talks, especially ones involving a sport.
"Fluttershy and Angel need us to watch their herding practice and tell them what exactly they're doing wrong,"
Rainbow puffed out her chest.
"Then they'll be able to fix it and become the most awesome herding team there is."
Angel jumped up and down in glee. The birds chirped and sang. Winona barked, and Applejack furrowed her brow.
"Except,"
Except Applejack and Winona, of course, Twilight said with a wink.
Oh, I'm just messing around, Applejack laughed. Let's get started!
An hour and several herding trials later, the ponies all understood why Fluttershy was such a wreck. As much as Angel wanted to be a sheep bunny, the little guy was terrible at listening to the commands Fluttershy was calling out. He had always been contrary by nature and liked to do things on his own terms. The trouble was, herding was most definitely a team sport. Angel was too small to see which direction to hop in on his own. He needed the visibility of Fluttershy to help him gather the sheep into the right formations. The two of them already had a near psychic connection, so why couldn't they get this right? Rainbow Dash blew her whistle.
Why doesn't every sheep take five?
Baa!
The sheep bleated in response, then continued on not paying the ponies any mind at all. Fluttershy trotted over, sweat trickling down her sweet yellow face.
Was that any better?
She batted her dark eyelashes.
You want the honest truth?
Applejack asked with a trace of hesitation. She was going to give it anyway.
Go on. I can take it,
Fluttershy whimpered. She looked back over her shoulder at Angel.
It stunk worse than a pig pen on a hot...
Rarity stuck her hoof over Applejack's mouth.
I think what AJ means is it wasn't quite up to par yet, darling, but you'll get there.
Oh, I have an idea,
said Pinkie Pie, springing up from the grass.
Maybe the sheepies need to be sheared. I bet they can't hear Fluttershy and Angel through all that fluffy, wuffy wool.
It's true. Wool does absorb sound quite well,
Rarity nodded.
That's why it's the perfect fabric for librarians to wear, which actually reminds me of this one sweater dress ensemble I dreamed up for Twilight.
Come on, Pinkie. Rainbow Dash interrupted with a smirk.
It's Fluttershy giving the commands. I think we all know why they can't hear her.
The ponies all giggled. Fluttershy was notoriously soft-spoken.
Oh, it's no use,
Fluttershy cried, sinking to the ground. She let out a sniffle.
I can't do this. I give up.
In the distance, Angel's long ears drooped down to the ground. He could hear her just fine after all.